baby starts to cry. The lady wants to know the reason why.
Hi, this is Michael Franks, and you're listening to The End of One. I'm here with my friend and my favorite singer, Veronica Nunn. I asked Veronica if she would be the host of this podcast once I decided I wanted to try one. And so she's been helpful, and she's been like running the whole show, basically. Hi, Veronica.
Hi, Michael. You know, I am just really grateful and happy and really excited to be doing this podcast. And I've been telling everybody about it, you know, and they're like, oh, when is it coming out? You know, when is it coming out? Make sure, you know, we know about it. And I remembered when you approached me about wanting to do the podcast, and I thought, wow, man, this is a great idea, and you know, it would be amazing. So as we were putting it together, you know, me, Lady Wants to Know, I'm asking, what are you going to call it?
Well, I'm calling it The End of One, and that was, I think we might have discussed this in one of the episodes, when I sat down with Joe Sample and Wilton Felder and Larry Carlton and John Guerin in the Art of Tea sessions. I sat next to Joe Sample on the piano bench, and I just played the tunes on an acoustic guitar. Mm-hmm. And when I got to Eggplant, John Guerin said, oh, so you start on the end of one. And I had to think about that, because I thought of it more like, you know, I was just anticipating the second beat somehow, you know, when I started the tune. And I loved the way that sounded. It sounded such more, you know, more like a real musician would, you know, would describe it. And it just made a lot more sense. So I thought that was a great idea for a title. Explore the land of yin. I always take one on the chin. And now this lioness has almost made me tame. I can't pronounce her name, but eggplant is her game. Sticks to me like white on rice. She never cooks the same way twice. Maybe it's the mushrooms, maybe the tomatoes. I can't reveal her name, but eggplant is her game.
You know, we got like a lot of ground to cover. We're doing a lot. It's like deep dive into your career and your life and, you know, how you write things. And we're actually talking about like 40 plus something years of your career, right? Yeah. I mean, we only got 10 episodes now, right? you know, and we have a method to this. You know, as we keep doing this, it evolves. And I think we were in our 10 episodes, right, we are doing your albums. I mean, you know, you're actually the one that's been, you know, saying, I'd like to do this, I'd like to do that, so.
Well, I had started to write, you know, for lack of a better description, you know, memoirs, I guess. And I wanted to try to get certain things down before I forgot them, you know. And I've worked with, you know, I've been blessed with so many, you know, the contributions of so many great players and arrangers. And I just wanted to put some of those memories in writing, you know. But in the process of doing that, I started sometimes, you know, I would get sort of like somehow it seemed a little too muscular. My writing wasn't, you know, that relaxed as much as I wanted it to be. And I thought, well, maybe this technique just talking about it with you. We've spoken so much together over the years, you know, that's backstage true. And waiting for the band to, you know, do their part of the sound check, which always takes forever. Bless their hearts. And then we go up. So we were always like in a dressing room talking. And we've discussed some of these things, you know, not in the same detail we were doing the podcast, but we've, you know, broached some of these subjects before in the past. And it just seems so, I don't know, it seems so relaxed the way we, you know, talk backstage. And I thought, well, if we could sort of, you know, get that same rhythm going conversationally, it might relax my ideas, you know, a lot from the written word. And it really has really helped. And then I've gone back to the memoirs, to the written parts, and expanded parts of them, and actually it has helped sort of like relax, you know, the whole written part of it too.
Yeah, that's great, because today even you added more topics, you know, as we keep doing this, it keeps evolving, and oh, let's do this. And I know you wanted to talk about in the future songwriting, right? And recording, right? We're talking.
Oh, yeah. I think that would make a great episode, because when I started, and you know, it was, so, you know, way back in 19, you know, it was a whole other world. Like, you know, the technical aspects of recording were, you know, so, you know, by contrast, you know, so antique, such antique concepts. And it's changed so much over the years. But there are a lot of great things. And people now, you know, I, of course, was all, you know, recording. Everything was analog. 16-track was the rave, the new thing at the time, you know. And so I thought it would be interesting. And I've worked with so many great engineers, too. And you learn a lot from those, you know, old samurai guys who, you know, really knew to how to do it, kind of almost how to do everything in the studio, and ways of, you know, parachuting down on a certain part of the tape that you wanted to fix, or, you know, if there was like, I remember there was this one situation where I kept hearing a noise at one point. It was a beautiful, at the end of like a string, a beautiful Klaus Ogerman string thing. String section on one of the records that Klaus arranged. And I kept hearing, once the arrangement sort of settled, I kept hearing this, it was very far in the distance, this little noise, and it was bright. It was like a really bright little noise. And I, you know, kept, I think I was out talking to Al Schmidt. I said, Al, you know, do you hear? No, nobody heard it. Al nor Tommy LaPuma, who produced that record. And I kept saying, I hear that. And then finally I got to the exact spot. Mm-hmm. And I said, here. And then they went, oh yeah, they heard it. And it ended up being one of the string players had, after he was finished playing and he put his violin down, he picked up his coffee cup, a styrofoam coffee cup, and he put it down. And it made that noise. It was empty, and it just, you know, suddenly it had resonance of its own, and it just made this really bright little noise. And so Al was able to go in just on his track and just, you know, wipe that, you know, just sort of like clean that little spot of sound off, which was great.
Yeah, it's that, and that's kind of what this show is really going to be about, like pieces of experiences here and there. And I know we're going to dive into some collaborative things you've done with people, and we want to do some stuff on the road. I think we were talking about that.
Yeah, I think we should definitely try that.
Yeah, so it's going to be thanks to Michael's creativity, and Michael being Michael. We're gonna have like some really interesting episodes, and I'm just excited about it. And you know, Michael, you want to? Oh, we're gonna do it once a month, right? That's what we're deciding on doing.
Yeah,
we'll release it once a month. And like I said, we only had 10 episodes so far, and that means we've got hundreds of episodes to come.
Well, we got. We've both got a lot of ideas, so that should hold us. It should keep us going.
Okay, so, you know, join us. And I'm Veronica Nunn, and we have Michael Franks's And of One.
The And of One?
The And of One.
Yep. Please tune in.
Yeah, great. I thought that was pretty good.